Welcome to the Character Chronicles, the people show, where we check the pulse of Eskimo Nation, brought to you by Nebraska Spine Hospital. Ladies and gentlemen, today we're going to talk about why Divino Zigbo was my favorite Husker player from last season and why he's the player I'll be watching the most going into this year's NFL draft. But with me today, the real star of the show, my guest, Miss Trinity Ann Carrick. How you doing today, Trinity?
Good.
What's your favorite sport?
Hockey.
This is true. I had no idea I had so much hockey in my future. She loves hockey. My 3-year-old daughter Dakota loves hockey. They can all skate circles around me. My 1-year-old daughter Jordan loves hockey. All right, who is the fastest skater in the family?
Me.
I don't know. Mom might have something. Can you be a mom?
No, Dad.
I think she meant to say yes. Anyways, what's your least favorite sport?
Football.
I have failed as a parent. In her defense, in the fall, there's an awful lot of football on the TV, and I think her and my other oldest daughter, Addison, get a little bit tired of it. All right, is it right if we talk a little bit of Nebraska football? Will that bore you to tears, or is that okay?
It'll bore me to tears.
All right, we're going to do it anyways. All right, so let's talk about Divino Zigbo. Oh, we should have planned this show out more. All right, let's talk about Divino Zigbo. Now, this is a guy. Remember, coming into this previous season, coming into 2018, he was kind of buried on the depth chart, almost forgotten a little bit. Remember, we had the number one JUCO running back in the entire country, Greg Bell, as our starter. Trey Bryant, who had a big year before he got hurt as a sophomore, was supposed to be possibly coming back. People had big expectations for him before it was said that he couldn't come back. The big-time freshman with all the hype was Maurice Washington, justifiably so. There were other backs who just fit Scott Frost's fast-paced spread offense better than this big, powerful Divino Zigbo. I myself even said, hey, I put him in a bit of a box, and it was my mistake. I said he's a great short yardage goal line back. Well, let me tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. He busted his butt. He waited his turn. Kind of reminds me of Brooke Behringer from the mid-90s. And when his number was called, he did not disappoint. He is an example of what Husker Power, the Nebraska way, is all about. Now, he put up some pretty good stats. And keep in mind, he didn't start till almost halfway into the season. He put up 1,100 yards rushing. It's been a while since we had a 1,000-yard rusher here at Nebraska, as surprising as that is to say. He had 12 touchdowns, and he averaged 7 yards per carry. Now, going into the NFL, it's kind of like it's happening all over again. He didn't get invited to the NFL Combine. Some folks are overlooking him. And at his pro day, he had a really good pro day. If you compare his vertical jump, just as an example, to all the other vertical jumps at the other pro days, all the other combine days, he had one of the top 5 vertical jumps of any running back heading into this year's NFL draft. And he's a big, powerful, strong guy with pretty good breakaway speed, too, at a 4.5 40-yard dash. I can't wait to watch him do it again in the NFL. What he did this past season here at the University of Nebraska. All right, Trinity, did I bore you with all my football talk?
Yes.
So honest. So I'm so proud. All right. Well, here's something I know that won't disappoint you. Here's your hockey helmet. And I'm not going to lie. She is known to growl at the boys on the ice, we found out. She has got quite the, I don't want to say attitude, but she ain't intimidated, ladies and gentlemen. All right. Shall we do it?
Yeah.
All right, until next time, Husker Nation, go Big Red, and always remember
to fly the bones!
Thanks again to our sponsor, Nebraska Spine Hospital. Ladies and gentlemen, when it's your spine, you do not want to mess around, and experience matters. That's why you can trust the experts at Nebraska Spine Hospital, the region's only spine-specific hospital. They are the best at what they do.